Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everyone. It's been a while, but I am indeed back for episode 3 of SCOTUS Weekly. I'll go over the past 3 months of the Supreme Court rulings, covering the October, November, and December 2021 sessions. Starting off with October. Both cases in this month, City of Talaca v. Bond and Rivas-Villegas v. Cortes Luna, involve the Fourth Amendment and both reaffirm the doctrine of qualified immunity given to police officers. Given the facts of the case, in which the suspects either threatened other people or the officers themselves with a knife and a hammer respectively, it was found that the police used justifiable force when firing and killing the suspects, and thus were not liable to be prosecuted. Commentators outside of the court, for the most part, agreed with the rulings given these facts of the case, and for the most part, they upheld the Fourth Amendment quite well. November was definitely a very interesting month for the Supreme Court. The case, Tennessee v. Mississippi, dealt with an interstate water rights and compensation issue. In the case, Tennessee had used wells based in their own lands to pull water away from Mississippi aquifers. Now, the typical solution would be to divide the water equally between Tennessee and Mississippi, given the circumstances. However, Mississippi also advocated and demanded for financial damages and related aid instead of just splitting the water. In a 9-0 unanimous ruling, the Supreme Court actually ruled in favor of Tennessee and took Mississippi's complaint off the court system. The court reaffirmed the previous ruling in Colorado versus New Mexico and found that Mississippi was not entitled to financial damages, injunctives, or related relief. December was the spiciest month so far, as it pertained only to the very controversial abortion issue. The first case, Hull's Woman Health v. Jackson, addressed whether the petitioners could pursue a pre-enforcement challenge to Texas Senate Bill 8, which severely restricted abortions in Texas. In a 9-0 unanimous ruling, authored by Gorsuch, the court ruled in favor of Jackson and found that Hull's Woman Health was not allowed to sue the state, including the public defendants, State Clerk Penny Clarkton and State Judge Austin Jackson, nor could they sue private defendant Mark Lee Dixon because of the 11th Amendment. Similarly, in United States versus Texas, the court denied cert to the federal government in enjoining enforcement of the Texas abortion law. The constitutionality of the Texas Senate Bill 8 will continue to be argued for the coming months, a blight in a more narrow and traditional manner than the pro-choice petitioners would have wished for given these rulings. That's all for today. See you next week on SCOTUS Weekly. Have a lovely Christmas.